Unit 5.11. Exercise 5, page 150.
Heroes. A modern Russian hero. World-famous Professor Leonid Rochow, whose reputation continues to grow as the years pass, is truly a modern hero. His many prestigious titles and awards include Doctor of Medicine, Professor, Director of the Moscow Research Institute of Child Surgery and Traumatology, and President of the National Charity Fund, set up to help child victims of disasters and catastrophes. Leonid Rochow recalls that from the time he was a small boy, he knew that he would grow up to become a doctor. After finishing secondary school, he entered a medical institute, where he decided to join the pediatric faculty, partly due to his love for children. Upon graduating, however, he realized that he wanted to continue his studies and went on to become a pediatric surgeon. Professor Rochow believes it takes a special kind of person to be a doctor. He thinks that a doctor should act professionally at all times, but they must also be, above all, kind and caring. In spite of his very heavy workload as the director of the Moscow Research Institute, Professor Rochow still devotes incredible amounts of time to his patients, both as a medical doctor and a surgeon. Of all the honors that Professor Rochow has received throughout his career, he insists that the title of Children's Doctor of the World, bestowed on him in 1996, has pleased him the most. Running a close second, he says, is the decoration he was awarded for serving society, the Honorary Civil Order Golden Cross. A protector of our planet. Over the last 50 years, Sir David Attenborough has explored and explained virtually every aspect of life on planet Earth. His autobiography, Life on Air, follows a career in which he invented the modern television wildlife program and became one of the world's best-known broadcasters and naturalists. Attenborough spent his childhood collecting fossils, stones, and other natural specimens. His fascination with nature continued and led him to study geology and zoology at Cambridge. The natural world is the greatest source of excitement, visual beauty, and intellectual interest, he says. Sir David was also the first presenter on primetime television to address humanity's impact on the planet. In the last few years, Attenborough has become increasingly outspoken in support of environmental causes. It's a moral question about whether we have the right to exterminate species and leave a world that is poorer than the one we inherited. He asks, are we happy to imagine that our grandchildren may never be able to see an elephant except in a picture book? However, Sir David has a positive outlook on the future. I think there will be radical changes, he explains. But I don't think the natural world will be reduced to rats and cockroaches. Nor do I think that the plant world will be reduced to some kind of desert.